establishing ourselves in a seat that's stable and easeful, bringing our attention to the midline of the body or to our heart center, and to our sincerity in practice, our wish for our own well-being, the well-being of others, that force that brings us to practice together, or to continue our practice day after day. We begin chanting the honoring of the triple jewel of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādami svākhāto bhagavatā dhammo dhammaṃ namasāmi Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho sanghaṃ namāmi. The Blessed One is accomplished and fully self-awakened. I bow to the Blessed One. The Dhamma is well taught by the Blessed One. I bow to the Dhamma. The Sangha of the Blessed One has practiced well. I bow to the Sangha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. I bow to the Blessed One, accomplished, fully self-awakened. I bow to the Blessed One, accomplished, fully self-awakened. I bow to the Blessed One, accomplished, fully self-awakened. Buddham saranam gacchami, Dhammam saranam gacchami, Sangham saranam gacchami, Duryampi buddham saranam gacchami, Duryampi dhammam saranam gacchami, Duryam bhi sanghaṃ saranaṃ gacchami, Tatiyam bhi buddhaṃ saranaṃ gacchami, Tatiyam bhi dhammaṃ saranaṃ gacchami, Tatiyam bhi sanghaṃ saranaṃ gacchami, Ti sarana gamana nititam. I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. We have gone for refuge to the Triple Gem.
Panatipata varamani sikapatam sammadhyammi. Adinadana veramani sikapatang sammadhyammi. Kamesumichachara veramani sikapatang sammadhyammi. Musavada veramani sikapatang sammadhyammi. Sura miraya majja pamadata na veramani sikapatam sammadhyammi. Idam me silam magapala jnanasa pachayo hotu.
Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to protect life. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to take only that which is offered to me. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to express my sexual energy wisely. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to speak the truth with kindness. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to abstain from intoxicants that cloud the mind. Through Sila, may we realize the path and fruit of practice. Let's speak the five recollections all together. I am of the nature to age. I have not gone beyond aging. I am of the nature to sicken. I have not gone beyond sickness. I am of the nature to die. I have not gone beyond dying. All that is mine, beloved and pleasing, will become otherwise, will be separated from me. I am the owner of my actions, heir to my actions, born of my actions, related to my actions, abide supported by my actions. Whatever action I do, for good or for ill, of that I will be the heir. Allowing the body to settle again into a stable and easeful seat for meditation. Feeling the resonance of the chanting and the intentions in refuge and precept practice as they ring through the body, through the heart, through the mind. Connecting with presence through the body. And the sense of ourselves here. Allowing the attention to rest in any place that feels like a clear, steady refuge. That can be the sense of the body sitting. Places of contact between the body and the seat, or the hands. It could be sounds, a sense of spaciousness, the open space in which sounds appear, disappear. Or it could be the breath, coming and going through the nose, rising and falling in the belly or the chest. Whatever we choose is the anchor for the attention. There's the moment of connecting with that object. And then the gentle effort of sustaining attention there. Once we make contact with the anchor, breath or body or sounds, the energy of sustaining is a little different. We settle into contact, but we maintain the contact in a way that invites attention to not waver or flicker away. but with a soft, kind steadiness to stay. The habits of distraction are deep. But the power of the sincere wish to awaken is also deep. And we can let the power of having taken refuge be part of what sustains the attention in steadiness. Ever so gently resisting the pull of habitual distraction. Connect and sustain. Over and over, reconnect and then sustain for a bit, and then reconnect and sustain. Connecting and sustaining attention with a single steady anchor is an action that arises out of the strength of our intention toward practice. Distraction happens in part when that intention weakens or is forgotten for a moment, is swept away by the force of habits, anxieties. The stronger the intention, or we can say the stronger the passion for awakening, the stronger or clearer the connecting and sustaining will be. And the mind gets swept away less. We don't get distracted when we're doing something we're passionate about. Part of refuge is turning up our passion for practice, for peacefulness. for finding a sanctuary amid this world. Connecting and sustaining the attention. And when attention is stable and steady, even for a few breaths, relaxing around that, softening, settling back, receiving the pleasure of stillness. We'll sit for a period in silence together. From the body of meditation, the intention towards steadiness, the moments of stillness in the heart-mind, the sweetness of inner silence when it comes, and sustaining of that silence. You may feel that that silence itself already is a kind of kindness for ourselves and others. That we offer the peaceful heart and body to the world. It's a reflection of the precepts as we let go of actions that could cause harm. And as the heart opens, it sees more and more the nature of action and its effects. And it delights more and more in peace and ease. From this recognition and state, we'll close our sitting chanting together the Discourse on Loving Kindness, Metta Sutta.
This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety. May all beings be at ease, whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings. radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.
And connecting with the breath at the heart center, the sense of this radiating kindness over the entire world. Breathing in, feeling the vitality and the kindness in our own hearts, and breathing out kindness in all directions. Inhaling, we gather in our resources. Exhaling, we give away the light of our own kindness, the light of care and compassion. Nothing is depleted in this radiating outward. Each inhale connects us again with our basic goodness and the basic goodness of others. And the exhale shines out kindness into the night, front and back, sides, above and below, in all directions. Home practice, here is a place where you can practice metta, karuna, mudita, upekkha, the four Brahma viharas, kindness, compassion, appreciation, and equanimity. Allowing the qualities of the heart to open, mature in us, fill the whole body. Shine out to care for the whole world without exception. Just rest in that practice for a moment. Closing practice with the dedication and the sharing of merit.
Sambe sata sada hontu avera sukha jivino kataham punya phalam maiham sabe bhagi bhavantu te hotu sabang sumangalam rakhantu sabha devata sabha buddhanu bhavena sohti hontu nirantaram hotu sabang sumangalam rakhantu sabha devata sabha dhammanu bhavena sohti hontu nirantaram hotu sabang sumangalam rakhantu sabha devata sabha sanghanu bhavena soti hontu nirantaram.
May all beings be happy, free from animosity. Whatever merit arises as the fruit of this practice, may it be shared by all beings. May there be every good blessing. May the devas protect you. By the power of the Buddhas, may you forever be well. May there be every good blessing. May the devas protect you. By the power of the Dhamma, may you forever be well. May there be every good blessing. May the devas protect you. By the power of the Sangha, may you forever be well.